Washpost, Asylum Migrants to Be Told Wait in Mexico. By Neil Monroe on November 22, 2018. The White House will reduce the catch and release of economic migrants by returning them to Mexico until their asylum pleas are decided by U.S. judges, says an article in The Washington Post. The asylum reform is sketched in the article, which says, Central Americans who arrive at U.S. border crossings seeking asylum in the United States will have to wait in Mexico while their claims are processed under sweeping new measures the Trump administration is preparing to implement. According to internal planning documents and three Department of Homeland Security officials familiar with the initiative. According to DHS memos obtained by The Washington Post on Wednesday, Central American asylum seekers who cannot establish a reasonable fear of persecution in Mexico will not be allowed to enter the United States and would be turned around at the border. The plan, called Remain in Mexico, amounts to a major break with current screening procedures, which generally allow those who establish a fear of return to their home countries to avoid immediate deportation and remain in the United States until they can get a hearing with an immigration judge. Trump despises this system, which he calls catch and release, and has vowed to end it. However, the article does not explain how migrants could be legally pushed back over the U.S. borders once migrants fail their initial test for asylum and then lodge an appeal. Mexican officials have little incentive to cooperate, in part, because cartel-affiliated coyotes do not get paid if the migrants cannot get catch and release into the U.S. job market. So the cartels would likely protect their labor trafficking business by pressuring local Mexican officials to prevent the U.S. government from returning asylum-seeking or illegal migrants. However, President Donald Trump can use his authority over cross-border visas and trade to pressure Mexican government officials to accept migrants until the legal claims are fully heard. Business-backed pro-migration groups will use their influence in the U.S. courts to block Trump's reforms, no matter how beneficial they are to ordinary Americans. The Post's report comes after a San Francisco judge agreed with the ACLU's request to block the administration's asylum reforms, which are intended to curb the intertwined flow of caravan-style migrants and cartel-smuggled migrants. The establishment's economic policy of using migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations living in the coastal states.